now soothing turkeys with music and sounds. England's National Farmers Union has put together a CD designed to answer the question, what makes turkeys relax and thus grow larger and meatier? Peter King produced the disc and sent it to farmers to test it out on their flocks. King and his collaborator, farmer Charles Burns, say they're still collecting the data.
This little CD is basically music that the turkeys are supposed to like, even if some of the tracks we find fairly surprising. They do seem to enjoy them and relax to them.
What's on this CD?
Well, there's a track with a horse and cart coming along a cobbled street, which the turkeys seem to quite like. There's the dawn chorus, there's wind whistling on a moor, there's some whales swimming in the ocean. Peter can probably remember there's one or two other tracks there as well.
There's some chanting monks,
which the turkeys seem to quite enjoy. And there's also some turkeys, actually. People are calling them and they're making the turkey noises. And the turkeys, actually, surprisingly enough, I thought it was a bit of fun and really, you know, turkeys wouldn't tell the difference. And in fact, playing the CD to my turkeys, they have enjoyed it. They don't particularly like the whales, but they like the dawn chorus in particular, and they like the wind whistling on the moor.
So did you actually, I guess you can't survey the turkeys, so did you eavesdrop a little bit to try to figure out what they responded to?
Well, having, you know, obviously I put it on and I listened sort of with interest, and they did seem to respond to it. They did seem to sort of relax and enjoy it, even though I thought it was, you know, quite amusing.
Now, when you said the turkeys didn't much like the whale noises, how do you know if the turkeys don't like the music?
Well, they just make a different sort of discontented turkey noise, if you know what I mean. Rather than the sort of gobble gobble, it becomes a more sort of alarmed and high pitched sort of gobble gobble.
Let's take a listen to some of these sounds.
Well, you see, that's quite soothing already, isn't it? You know. I mean, they just sort of relax to that, and they just sort of, at home, we can see them sort of just generally settling down and enjoying it. They seem to enjoy it.
Wind on the moors.
Yeah, they like that. It's a bit Wuthering Heights, mind you, but...
Oh, it sounds almost spooky.
Yes, but they seem to like that, you know, they make them listen. They put their old little turkey heads up and start, you know, listening to that.
So the goal is to find out what kinds of sounds or music the turkeys find most pleasing. What did you discover?
Well, what we did was we've sent the CDs out to the farmers, but we're actually looking to announce the top 10 about a fortnight before Christmas.
You have to help me out, though, with this equation. Why is it that music makes for a meatier and better-tasting turkey?
I think by having the bird comfortable and relaxed, then you're actually developing a better muscle tone on the bird. Just the same as yourself, if you're under stress or under pressure, the hormones going through your body probably aren't happy hormones, and therefore you're likely to lose weight or perhaps experience other difficulties or stresses, which could lead to... or lead you to being more prone to catching a cold or picking up a disease. So what we're trying to do is improve the environment in which the birds are being reared, so we give them the optimum environment. And we feel by doing this, we actually keep them calm, we knock out any background noise, and therefore they're happy to be reared, they're given a happy existence, and I think a healthy bird means that the people who are eating it are equally going to be as healthy.
Charles Burns is a farmer who raises turkeys, and he's chairman of the National Farmers Union. And Peter King is an advisor with the National Farmers Union. Thanks so much for speaking with us.
Thank you.
Thank you. And happy Thanksgiving.
And
happy Thanksgiving to both of you.
And you.